This is Dr. Dave, and in this podcast, we're going to cover a method that you can use to deal with negative thoughts. Positive action is the only appropriate response to a negative thought. Negative thoughts are either a call to more negative thoughts, or they're a call to positive action. How you answer that call determines whether you will have a positive or a negative mind. When negative thoughts come calling, one of two things happens. They either create a cascade of more negative thoughts, or you take positive action to eliminate them. Negative thoughts are the most powerful thought magnet in the world. It's impossible to think only one negative thought. When you think the first one, suddenly dozens of new ones pop into your mind, and they don't go away. Negativity is a gift that never stops giving. In Las Vegas, when you put money in a slot machine, you almost never win. You pull on the handle hundreds of times, and you usually lose your money. Negative thoughts are just the opposite. Pull on the handle of negativity, and you hit the jackpot every time. Dozens, hundreds, even thousands of negative thoughts pour out from the slot machine of negativity. Unfortunately, when you win, you lose. No one needs to hit a negative jackpot. That's one reason that negative thoughts are so dangerous. When they come to visit, they don't come alone. They bring along their brothers and sisters, their mother, father, relatives, friends, and all their acquaintances. If it was possible to think only one negative thought, and if it silently faded away within a few minutes, then negative thoughts wouldn't be so harmful. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. They never come one at a time. They come in cascades. They push and shove and infiltrate every area of your mind in the attempt to take total control. When a negative thought comes to visit, it's not a polite visitor. It's an obnoxious intruder intent on destroying your peace of mind. In medicine, we study the natural history of disease. After we understand the natural course of a disease, we can figure out if treatments are worthwhile. Many disorders are self-limited. They go away on their own if you ignore them and let them run their course. Often it's hard to know whether a medication has a positive effect when the natural history of a disease is spontaneous recovery. Many medications only shorten the course of a disease that would go away on its own. After studying the natural history of negative thinking for more than 50 years, I know that negative thinking doesn't get better on its own. Spontaneous recovery isn't part of its natural history. It only becomes worse when it's left untreated. Negative thoughts always generate more negative thoughts. The more negative thoughts you think, the faster they come and the more rapidly they accumulate into a mountain of toxic waste. Once they're in your mind, they don't go away until you do something about them. This natural history means that the only appropriate response to a negative thought is positive action. Negative thoughts are a call to positive action. If positive action isn't your immediate and unequivocal response, then you will sink in a quagmire of negativity. Positive action is the pivot on which your life turns. Negativity will never expand massively into your life if you take positive action. Whenever a negative thought enters your mind, it's an automatic signal that tells you to immediately take positive action to eliminate it. You must stop negativity at the door of your mind. If it gets inside, it will turn your mind into a battlefield. You will spend hundreds of hours tacking eviction notices on the negative thoughts that are echoing in your mind. It's much easier to keep negativity out than it is to evict it once it gets inside. Positive action causes you to win in two ways. First, it prevents the proliferation of additional negative thoughts. And second, positive action starts you moving and keeps you moving in the right direction. Positive action transforms disaster into victory and, in the process, pushes negativity out of your life. Physical therapy is a profession that transforms lives using positive action. The foundation of physical therapy is positive action. The only way to restore health to a broken or dysfunctional body is through positive action. There are no magic buttons to push that restore lost function. Positive action, hard work, and time perform miracles in the world of physical therapy. When I had two broken legs, I learned the importance of positive action. After my injury, I was confined to bed for many weeks. When I first attempted to walk, I was shocked to discover that I had lost the muscle tone in my legs because the muscles were atrophic. When I stood at my bedside for the first time, I nearly fainted because the blood in my body ran down into my legs. My feet looked frighteningly blue, and I was dizzy from low blood pressure. The vascular tone in the blood vessels of my legs was nearly gone. I took a few timid steps beside my bed, and within seconds I was covered with beads of sweat. I couldn't believe that I was in such a terrible state. I could barely stand without assistance, and I wondered if I'd ever walk again. I was really worried. Over the next week, I stood up for short periods without passing out, and positive action made it possible to walk across the hospital room and back to my bed. I was envious of people who could walk, climb stairs, and even run. All of that had been taken from me. I spent 3 months in physical therapy. Learning to walk again meant taking positive action for 2 or 3 hours a day. I discovered that if you can't bend your knees, it's impossible to walk normally. It required 3 months to achieve 45 degrees of bend in my right knee. It required 6 months of positive action to achieve 90 degrees of bend. Until you can bend your knees, it's impossible to climb stairs. Month by month, positive action took me closer to my goal of being able to walk without crutches. As I attended my physical therapy sessions, I met other people taking therapy. Each person had a different problem, but they all faced the same mental challenge. They struggled with negative thoughts. Some of them were apathetic and overwhelmed by negativity, and it was written all over their faces. The people who couldn't hear the call to positive action didn't do well. Their progress was slow or negligible. Those who only hear the call of negative thoughts have negativity expand into their life. They not only suffer physically, they suffer mentally as well. Those who hear the call to positive action have a positive strategy that keeps them from being overwhelmed by despair. People who take positive action beat negativity, and frequently they beat the odds against recovery. I met two people who used positive action to beat the odds. One person was involved in a car accident in which there was a violent head-on collision. He was nearly killed as a result of his injuries. He had many complications, including fat embolism to his lungs that could have easily taken his life. His wife was also seriously injured in the accident, and they had to face the devastating loss of an unborn child who died as a complication of the accident. On top of all this, his orthopedic surgeon said his feet, legs, and knees were so badly mangled that he would never walk again. I met him 2 years after his accident when he came to the hospital to perform his physical therapy. He walked into the room without assistance and performed his own program of therapy. I couldn't believe how he had recovered his ability to walk against incredible odds using positive thinking and positive action. He told me his orthopedic surgeon is still amazed that he can walk. Several years later, I met another person who beat the odds against recovery using positive thinking and positive action. He was in an airplane crash. He survived miraculously, but he had spinal cord injuries. Although his cord was not transected, it sustained significant trauma, and doctors told him he would be confined to a wheelchair for the rest of his life. After many months of physical therapy at the hospital, his doctors told him he should go home, accept his fate, and obtain financial support from the government for his disability. But this person wasn't a quitter. He also happened to be a physical therapist by profession. After he went home, he set up a program of therapy in his own house. He spent hours each day treating his paralyzed muscles with electrical stimulation. This unorthodox therapy apparently worked because over many months of full-time therapy, he recovered to the point that he could walk again. He continued taking positive action until he was able to go snow skiing. He then invited his doctors to go with him on a ski vacation. The doctors who said he would be confined to a wheelchair now watched him ski down the snow-covered slopes of Switzerland. When I met him, his recovery was nearly complete. I wouldn't have known he had any residual effects of the injury if he hadn't told me. Everyone who knew him thought he was entirely normal. They were shocked to hear his story of recovery against incredible odds. That's the way positive action works. If you allow negative experiences to become a call to positive action, then miraculous things can happen and you can beat the odds. After practicing medicine for years, I know that the limiting factor in injury and illness isn't the injury or disease itself. The limiting factor is the way the person thinks about it. When bad things happen, negative thoughts are either a call to more negative thoughts or a call to positive action. The way you answer the call makes all the difference. If you choose positive action, you can work around the inconveniences associated with injury or illness. Although your physical limitations are real, your mental limitations are your own choice. You may be paralyzed in your body, but there's no need to be paralyzed in your mind. You should never compound your misery by allowing negative thoughts to proliferate. Negative thoughts and negative experiences must always be answered with positive action.